Hello. Good morning to those in the East Coast, West Coast, and afternoon on the East Coast. I'm Carol Connor, and welcome to the Carol Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divinity. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary gym that's literally written into our DNA a little bit easier. That's what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me. This is the call-in show, and you can call and you can ask any question, and I'm going to give you the call-in number. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. We ask you to really concentrate on the question that is the most important question on your mind at the time. And so that we open up the phone lines after the first break. I want to talk about some up-and-coming events. This Friday, we have The Gathering. That's where, wherever you are in the world, we gather together from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everyone receives the MP3 for this class. This is where we really discuss and talk about what's going on right now in what I call your micro-world. So that means you, what's happening to you, your energy, what's going on in your life, work-wise, love-wise, money-wise. And then we stretch it out to the macro. That includes family, friends, job. Then we go to the universal world, which is going on in the world, because everything is connected. Everything affects us. And we are all being affected by the events of the world today. So we get this overview of what's happening. So you can be prepared, actually, and not in a fearful way, but just the more empowered you are, and this is what this is all about, empowerment, the more you're able to ride these waves of change with grace and ease, instead of kicking and screaming, is what I say. So The Gathering, it's up this Friday, April 1st, from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you can't make it, you can listen to the MP3, and you can ask questions. I will read your energy fields, and you can listen to the record afterwards. So, again, that's this Friday. And we do have the date set up all the way to June. So we have it usually the first Friday of the month, so the next one's May 1st, May 6th, and then Friday, June 3rd. And so those are very popular. People like to gather. And again, it doesn't matter if you're in person or on the telephone, because energetically we make that connection. We make an energetic connection by opening up the circle, and so we can feel each other's energy. So just imagine and remember that saying, when two or more gather. And so think of the energy that is felt in the circle when we gather, and our intention is to open and to heal and to heal ourselves, balance ourselves, and also send that balancing energy out to the world, our family, our friends, everything. So that is called The Gathering, and that's happening again this Friday. We also have the Mini Lightstream Live gatherings, and those are every, but the next one is April 22nd, and those are for 3 hours. They start at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And again, this you could do in the comfort of your own home or in person, and these are very popular because everyone gets a reading. And so we gather together, and then there's at least 10 or less people, and so everyone, again, gets their own reading. And if you're on the phone, you could get read first, and then you could hang up, or a lot of people like to hang around and listen because they learn from other people's readings. They learn a different point of view. They could be having an issue, or somebody in their family could be having a similar issue, so they can take in the information from other people's sessions. So those are Mini Lightstream Live. The next one is, scheduled one, is April 22nd. And that will be up before you know it, because this week we're coming into April. It's unbelievable. We also have a free teleclass that you can listen to, and this is Transformational Guidance for Your Own Transformational Use. This, you can call up this number, work with the information. I've been really guided to give a lot of free teleclasses throughout this year to be able to help us in this bridging period. When I get my downloads, and I say this a lot, this year is about being able to create heaven on earth now, and there was a big emphasis on the word now. And sometimes it's hard to create heaven or think of what heaven is for you when there's a lot of chaos around, when your job is threatened, when you're afraid about health issues, when you're worried about your kids. But that's when it's really important for us to really start thinking about our life, really getting rid of those. It's at the beginning of spring, so a lot of spring cleaning energies around, so we could get rid of that excess weight, and that's either physical weight, energetic weight, mental, emotional weight, and then allows new growth and stronger roots. Those roots are so important. Those roots allow us to manifest. Those roots are grounding cords, and so, and it gives us balance in life. Think of the saying, as above, so below. So you can think of those roots as the so below part. And so many times we get caught do this, our to-do list, or we start thinking about the past, and I call it the coulda, shoulda, woulda gerbil rides, all of that literally splits the energy field that causes energetic fog, and it doesn't allow us to manifest as easy as we can and create that heaven on earth now. Or we get stuck into the emotional part. There are emotional traumas and dramas that are happening, and I'm not discrediting people's tragedies that are happening in their life, but we can handle it in a way when our energy field is strong and it's consolidated and we don't have rips and tears in our energy field. We're able to walk through the worst circumstances in our life with a lot more grace, ease, and consolidation than having an energy field. Sometimes I look at people's energy fields and they look like Swiss cheese, and that means they take in everyone's energy around them, and so then it creates a lot more chaos in them, so they get affected by their emotional body. So this is really to remember and to remind ourselves that we are energetic beings. What I'm doing, or what any reader is doing, is reading energy fields, whatever your question is. The information is in your energy field. We have packets of information, and so we're getting connected to your information personally, or when you ask about somebody else, we're reading that energy. So when we remember that we are energetic beings, then we want to remember, are we taking care of our energy body? Are we doing something to cleanse it, to clear it, to strengthen it, to ground it? And that's just something, just as we shower every day, we brush our teeth every day, we want to think about that same with our energy field. And I have so many lovely clients that are around the world, and they are really at this part of they're stepping up and recognizing, you know what, Gary, I understand that we're energy, but I don't do an energy technique every day. I don't recognize myself as energy, and I get hooked into the battle with my husband or my kids, or I get afraid, and I'm afraid of what's going on in the world right now with the economy, and so they're recognizing that they have to do something, and it all, the arrows go back to us, meaning only we can be the ones that get into a technique that recognizes us as energetic beings. And so what do we do to clear, balance, and strengthen our energy field? So we offer a lot of different free energy exercises that you could do. And the biggest thing is to, again, get into that habit. I tell people to literally make post-its and that remind you to do the energy exercises and put them where you brush your teeth. Put them near your car, on your windowsill. Put them on in the refrigerator, and those spots that you go to a lot in your house that remind you, again, sometimes it's as easy as breathing. Sometimes it's as easy as taking that breath a little bit deeper. Imagine a cord going out of your root chakra into the center of the earth. Sometimes it's putting a gold ball around you. There's tons of techniques around there. No one's technique is better than anybody else's. The biggest thing is to get into the habit of doing it, because people could give you 50 million techniques, but if they don't resonate with you, you're not going to do them. So find those things that do resonate with you, and then start doing them. And the more you do them, it builds up that energy cords. The cords become a lot more balanced. You build up this energetic flexibility, which allows you to go through life with much more grace and ease, and not a lot of the kicking and screaming that a lot of people are feeling right now, because we are so connected that we are really starting to feel other people's pain. I'm seeing a lot of people getting hit hooks and cords on their energy field, and so all of a sudden they're getting hooked into somebody's emotion, hooked into their energy body, and that person could be feeling anger. Then all of a sudden you were having a good hair day, and then all of a sudden you're feeling anger. What happened? You just got an energetic download of that individual that walked by you, and you don't even have to know the person. So this is as we wake up and really realize that we are energetic beings and that we're all connected. And this is nothing new. This is not new age. We've heard this from every single tradition, every single religion, every single dogma, every single new age venue out there has talked about us being connected and interconnected. And so now we're at this period in our life of really understanding in that interconnectedness that how much that affects us. So it goes back to creating heaven on earth right now. We're going to be doing a lot of different programs, and I'm creating this program that's really taking us deep, because the endocrine system is really connected to helping our body, our physical body, hold more of this light, more of our energy body, more of the light, the universal energy, and help us ground, which makes manifest job, money, manifest health, manifest joy, happiness, peace. And so I had a really big weekend this past weekend, and I just downloaded this whole new program. You're going to be hearing more about it, as far as it's going to be a teleclass, and it's going to be really exciting because it's going to open up people's energetic tubes so they can manifest more and also that means health, balance, and really balance ourselves, because if things aren't flowing the way that we want them to flow, and it's not want as in like the human ego want, it's just as our birthright as a being of source, God, creator, as the angel having a human experience, we all can have a lot more flow and ease in our life. And there's different techniques that we can do, and especially when we lay that solid foundation. So the techniques that I'm going to give you are a solid foundation that opens up. It's the blueprint for us to manifest as the angel having the human experience, as the master that we all are within. And it goes deep within ourselves. We start with the physical body, then we go through the feeling body, the wisdom body, and we're opening up all these different portals that are literally within our energy field. It's like unlocking these keys, these codes that are in our energy field, have been for a long time, and so it's very exciting. We're going back to the open phone lines, and you're listening to The Carol Connor Show. Be back in a few.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, Contact Reflex Analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Sea vegetables. Seaweeds such as kelp, dulse, and sea palm are rich sources of trace minerals. Seaweeds are alkalinizing and anti-inflammatory. Since most of us don't consume enough, consider adding seaweed to your rice, soups, beans, etc., or munching on seaweed snacks such as sea crunchies, which are toasted sea palm fronds. Raise metabolism and support your thyroid. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour. So the next hour, you can call in and get your questions answered, and the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to this phone line?
Will do, and I know last week we had a little phone issue, and since then the gremlins have been found and put back in their rightful cages.
Very good.
And hopefully they won't bother us again. So we are back to our original line. And if you tried last week and it didn't work, we apologize. But now we're back up and running and smooth sailing. So we'll take our first call. We'll go to Kim. She's calling in from Winter Haven, Florida. And she's wondering, Carrie, if you could take a look at her fifth chakra. So, Kim, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I pulled a oracle card, and it wanted me to look at my fifth chakra, be aware of my fifth chakra.
Your fifth or your third? Okay. All right. Go ahead, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What I'm looking at is not only the fifth chakra, but what your energy is pulling me right to your jawline, too. And it goes right around your ear, up to your ears, and especially on the right side. And it looks like almost like somebody with, like when they grind their teeth at night, or like a real stiff jaw. You know when people have like that, like the jaw to like prepare themselves for that kind of energy? And so it's
mm-hmm.
not only the fifth chakra, it has that. And it does pull me to the right side. And do you literally grind your teeth at night? All of a sudden I'm getting like that feeling of like ground teeth, or like again when people are preparing themselves, and or like a sense of anger. So like I was talking earlier about us picking up on other people's emotions, and it's like this energy is flying all in the air right now as far as people's emotions, people's fears, and especially since Japan, it really has ignited a lot of people's deep core fears of death, physically, mentally, emotionally, and people react all different ways. And so when I look in your energy body, your right side looks tense. It looks tight. It looks very angular and boxy. So we want to think of flow. We want to think of, again, like energetic flexibility, as I was saying earlier. And this happens to us a lot. We're constantly adjusting. That's why we want to look at our chakras. So it's good that you pull that card. And then when I look at the back, go through the center of the throat chakra, it looks like there's a black dot there. And I don't mean any disease. I mean that it's like a block that pulls me to the back of your throat chakra. And then I see this, it looks like almost like a hand around the back of your throat. And so think of that represents in the past when you haven't been able to speak up. And it's not only about speaking up. The fifth chakra is about our will. And so part of the fifth chakra's job, when we get it in balance, is to really surrender our will over to thy will, meaning like the higher self, God source, creator will, the angel part of our will. And people have asked me, isn't that like handing over? Don't we have free will? And it's really about allowing, surrendering, and letting go, right? And so think of right now what you're going through the process of, especially on the right side of the body, of allowing, letting go, surrendering, and it really comes down to trusting, and especially when things could be feeling tough or that you could be contracting your energy, and then it's making the fifth chakra look like an accordion, and it's going, imagine one of those accordion instruments, musical instruments, going reverse, like upside down, and whenever I see that, and it's really pumping a lot, and it's pumping out these balls, there's a part of you that's clearing out old patterns, old blocks in the fifth chakra that go way, way back, and you could even consider it past life. And the way that you're showing me, even like kind of like a vortex that's getting back to way in the back, past life. And this is what I love about this year, because we're able to bring energy and clear out things in all directions of space of time. And that means in any past lives, and we are ancient, and so we have those trillions of packets of information, or a lot of packets of information there to be cleared out and to be balanced. So, again, I would encourage you to take your fingers and rub around your jaws a lot. I have one of the energy exercises that hold narrow points that show you where to hold narrow points mm-hmm. around your head. And if you haven't asked for them before, email union1111@yahoo.com and ask for them and hold those points. Mm-hmm. And another good one is to put your hand across your whole forehead and to let it stay there for 10 to 15 seconds to feel the energy. The forehead holding really opens up a lot of meridians, and this is going to help. And even take your ears and put them down to each shoulder. Do infinity eights with your chin. Really move your neck back and forth. And then take your energy or your essence and go into the center of your throat chakra and see yourself in there, because I just saw you shrink down to a little girl like you were 3 to 5 years old, and the first thing you said to me is that I'm scared, and then it looked very scarce and it didn't look like it had anything in it. So it really is bringing up money issues and scarcity, and again kind of fear, and especially the right side is saying like this shouldn't be the way that it is, and it's not, and like the And the posture is like where you're one to pull up yourself by your bootstraps and put your energy out there. You're not one to sit on the couch and just collapse your energy. So it's like a real evening out of the energy. And in the bottom line also could be betrayal, like why does bad things happen to good people, or why does life have to be a struggle at times? So think of it as a major clearing, and you could absolutely do those different techniques that are going to help you, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Keep up the good work, my friend. Bye-bye.
Great. Thanks, Kim. And it leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And Carrie, let's go local here in the Seattle area, just outside. We have Debbie now calling in from Bellevue. You actually spoke with her last November. You were pretty accurate with the reading, which she appreciates around her finances and the situation. She's also maybe looking for a few more changes for this new year. Let's see what we can find for her. Debbie, welcome to the show. What's going on? Anything in particular?
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you for taking my call. It was wonderful to talk with you last year, and I appreciate the guidance that you gave me. You said that I would have secure employment by January, and that did happen. You said that my finances would be easier from that point on. My my question is, do you see any changes in this?
Okay. No, I'm not seeing any changes. I'm seeing from March, this month right now, and from May, I'm watching you jumping over this hurdle, but it seems it's a good sign, Debbie, where you look like you're an athlete that's doing, like, track kind of stuff, and you look all prepared. You have your outfit on. So all those symbols means it's a good sign. That means that you have preparation, that you're being balanced, and that you're ready to handle any kind of hurdles that come your way. And I don't mean financial hurdles. It just means life right now. A lot of people are feeling the, again, as I was saying to Kim, the energies that are happening right now, and there's a lot of energy of contracting, and people are it's literally smushing their energy down, contracting their energy, which interferes with flow. And so when we have that openness and that balancedness and that groundedness, it helps us handle anything that happens in life. So I don't see any shifts that are happening. I see, if anything, I see you being preparing, and it looks like a positive leap. It looks like you're from March to May in particular, at the end of May, it's a real jump in the money department and open you up to more flexibility and more options, because then at the end of the May, I see you at this like crossroads, whereas you're looking at two different directions. So you could be getting opportunities to bring more money in, opportunities to have more growth, and so all that is really good. So I'd absolutely encourage you to keep up the good work there, and to have this year be the one that you really create that grace and ease. I'm looking at your grounding core, Debbie, and it looks a little frayed on the left side. And this, again, this year we're really feeling, as we are recognizing that we're all connected and that we're energetic beings, that that frayed part is where you could be even having any kind of concerns with money kind of stuff. And so I'd really encourage you to do grounding exercises and make sure you feel yourself getting, think of the as above, so below energy. On the left side is our receiving, our taking inside, and that means energy, opportunities, money. And when I see it frayed, that means that there's like a part that you could actually be picking up on a lot of other people's energies, females in particular. So, because you're very empathic, you really pick up on other people's energies around you. So, again, I'd encourage you to do the post-its. And as I said before, I'm doing a lot of the free energy exercises, but I'm also doing this real how to manifest in the blueprints for manifesting anything from job to relationships to more money to health. It's like a whole program that I'm starting at the end of April, to be honest. And so I'd look into that to see if that resonates with you, because otherwise you look in really good shape, and you really want to create that energetic flexibility is the key word for all of us now. And that means having good boundaries, having really excellent boundaries, because that helps us to be able to ping off other people's hooks and cords, right? And so being connected is fine, but we don't want people hooking and cording us into their mental dramas and the traumas. So, and a lot of people can do that, especially those people that are close to us, and they go to what I call our Achilles heels, our soft spots, and we all have them, even deep in our subconscious. And so this is a real period to, when you're showing me like almost like an Olympic person, that there is a part of preparation. I also see you having a lot of yellows and oranges around you. So that has a lot to do with the third chakra and the second chakra. And remember, third chakra is about self-esteem, self-worth, and the second chakra is all about money, finances, one-on-one relationships. But you're doing, again, stretches and bends like an athlete would be preparing for jumping and doing hurdles, but it seems excitement here, and it seems like a sense of growth and grace in you. So you want to keep your mind on that and
great.
The grounding cord, okay? And also, I just heard a grandmother say, drink water. Make sure you're hydrated, and remember, we want to drink at least 3 to 4 liters of water a day. That helps a lot of things, especially during this period of us being able to really detox and clearing out other people's energies around us, okay?
Great. Thank you so very, very
You're
much.
Welcome.
I will do it all.
All right. Very good.
Hey, good, Karen. Thank you so very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, hon. You're welcome. I heard my cue. We're going to another break. You listen to the Carol Connor Show. Be back in a few.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. With CRA, we are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
There are 86,400 precious seconds in a day. How are you spending yours? Celebrating a decade of teaching bioenergy medicine, Earthwalk Institute of Healing Arts in Bellevue, Washington, offers fascinating, life-changing programs. Delve into the theory and practice of bioenergy healing, a profound complementary medicine in integrating ancient wisdom and modern science. Study energy, chakras, biofields, high sense perception, vibrational medicine, essential oils, and more. Each moment counts on your Earth Walk. Is it your time to thrive as a healer? Please visit earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152. That's earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupe is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupe can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour, and we have open phone lines, and Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sure, sounds good, and we'll trek eastward, I should say, and we'll hit up Amy. She's calling in from Albany, New York, and she's going through some energy blockage, and she seems it's kind of in her back area. She wants her chakras examined and see if you could help her out. So, Amy, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Explain a little more for Carrie what's going on with you.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Good. How are you, Amy?
Good, good. Basically, I'm releasing a lot lately, and I feel it in my lower back and actually everywhere. So I'm wondering if there's any block, any particular area that I need to concentrate on.
Okay. All right. The first place you brought me was right to the right side of your body in the back, and it has, like, it's right underneath your liver area. And so it goes all the way back down to the buttocks, the right part of the buttocks. I'm also seeing the like the belt around your lower back energy. It looks tight there. It looks like you have a belt that's like really tight. So it's like a sense of I gotta hold my energy, and it's like a seatbelt that's too tight, or again like a pants belt. And so part of that goes down to, and when I look at your tailbone energy, which has to do with grounding cord, it's pointing up and it's connecting. Actually, imagine it getting stretched and connecting to the top of the second chakra. So that will cause a lot of back issues. And so you really want to make sure we have a grounding cord. I created a new grounding cord exercise that the Gaia spirit gave me that is very, very powerful. I'm actually going to be revising it. And so you can email my lovely assistant, Wendy, and ask for the grounding cord exercise. And I really encourage you to do that because it really helps us. When I start seeing people, their tailbone going up and up, their front part of their body, and starting to, connect to the chakras, it's not only going to affect the back, but it's going to affect the front, because then it makes us lean forward. When we're leaning forward, we're going too much into the future and worrying about the future consciously, subconsciously, which then creates mental blocks, right? So, but you're having the language, Amy, of knowing it, being aware of it, and I keep on hearing the flank, and I don't eat meat, but it's like I'm seeing pictures of like how they'd cut up, like a butcher, how to cut cows, meat up and stuff, so it's kind of interesting. So I'd really look at your iron, make sure that you have iron kind of stuff in particular, because I'm just got that message. But the flank energy, I'm seeing this like sword or dagger out of the right side of your side that's right underneath your liver. And so part of it has to do with the theme of betrayal. Part of it has to do with, we have a lot of artifacts in our energy field that I could go on for hours with, but just think of the main theme with this one has to do with betrayal and, again, right to life issues. Like, I have a right to a wonderful life, a good life, and fear of being annihilated physically, mentally, emotionally. When we get to our major themes, what it looks to energetically, it's like we could look at the situation, the people around it, and we could go forever with mom, dad, sister, brother, mother, whatever. But if we go to the themes, it's like taking a great big vacuum and clearing out hundreds of thousands of balls that have blocks. The themes help us release stuff very quickly. So think of looking and clearing out themes that have to do with right to life issues and fear of, again, being annihilated. So just recognizing that you are safe, you are immortal, you are the angel having the human experience, you are eternal, and really clearing out forgiveness in any direction of space of time will help that. And again, working with the grounding cord, because and literally take your hand, because right now I just pulled it out for you, but take your hand on your side and just really rub the side. And this is good for any of us. If we're feeling stuff, we could take our hands around our stomach and rub it. And just if you'll feel a ball, you'll feel a block, take it, pull in there, and act like you have etheric fingernails, and go in there and pull it out. And especially if you have a fire around, you put it in the fire because the fire helps burn it up, or you put it into the earth and it helps transmute it. It really works because, again, it's all about energy. And so that will be very helpful for you too, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay.
You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Great. Thanks, Amy, for calling in. Leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We have now Gerald, Gerald calling in from Kent. I apologize. He's in a transition with his career. He's looking for a job and needs help with that and some energy around it. So welcome to the show. What can Carrie do for you?
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
We're here.
Hi.
Hi, how are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, what's going on?
I have that, you know, like the saying, I got that itch I can't scratch.
Yeah.
Like something's going on, I just don't know exactly what it is.
Part of it, Gerald, when I look into your energy fields, actually,
name's Jared.
Jared, sorry
about that, Jared.
Jared, you bring me right to the right side of your heart chakra, and it looks like almost like all these band-aids are coming off. And so think of that means that you're getting to the itch that you can't scratch. The heart energy contains what I call the heart signature. It's all over our energy body. Just to keep it simple, just think of it coming out of our heart. That means our heart's desires it contains, and that means in every single department of our life, job-wise, career-wise, relationship-wise, and it also contains our heart aches, our betrayals. And so when I'm watching this unraveling or these band-aids coming off, it's really healing issues of the heart. It's right on the right side of your body, so that means happening right now, going on right now, and especially over the next 2 days, 2 weeks. And so let's say you're getting to the itch. And what's really, when I see arrows going to the heart and the scratch that we can't itch, a lot of times there's an awareness that we realize that we are whole, that we are part of being a piece of God's source creator means that we are like God's source creator, and that means we lack nothing, and we are everything. And so when we start embodying that and digesting that and really taking that in beyond a concept, it absolutely flips our energy around, and then all of a sudden that scratch feels like it's getting filled in because we stop looking outside, like our jobs, our careers, our relationships, to define us. We remember that we come complete, and then all of a sudden everything changes and it flips, and then we see things much wider. We see things differently. We have like these huge ahas, and then there's bands that literally get taken out of our energy field. So think of the when I'm looking at your energy field, it really looks like these bands, the band-aids that are taken off. And it's interesting because then I'm watching these, looks like the Statue of Liberty that's going over your energy field. And whenever I see the Statue of Liberty, to me, it's not about America. It's about, it's really getting into give me your tired, your poor. It's like taking that flame and igniting your passion and then also having you feel liberty. And it, again, goes down to simply energetic flexibility and feeling flexible as far as stepping beyond our mental programs that were handed down and our emotional stuff that we come in, our karmic patterns, being able to really break through those. And then we really have that energetic flexibility, and that really scratches the itch. And so I'd really encourage you to work with your heart. I also see you tapping your thymus, which is that organ that's 4 inches under below the throat, the thyroid, would be really good for you because it will help accelerate the energy. And I would, around your heart, it would help fill in that scratch. And I would encourage you to also do infinity eights around your heart, even going down to your whole abdomen, going down to the pubic bone, and then going back up. And that's good for everybody, and even drawing it off your physical body, those infinity eights, because it's literally helping us connect the right side and the left side of the body. And as I said earlier in the energy show, all of the answers are within us. And that goes back to what I call the heart signature, which, again, is part of who we are. It's like our God creator name. And that also means how we want to create what we want to do. And it's all in the heart. And think of that the paradox is that we're all, every single one of us has been deeply programmed for thousands of years to look outside of us, that if something's going to fill it in outside. So we go on these quests and look at all these different things, or if we get this next job or this next relationship, or if we have enough money. And then the whole answer the whole time has been going deeply within and accepting self and feeling, again, whole, holy, and meaning, and not holy as an ego, but just realizing if we are a piece of creator, that means we're like creator, and like the creator lacks nothing. And then all of a sudden, again, like I said before, the energy starts shifting around, and we look at everything with a much different perspective. And it looks like it's like everyone has heard about the veil that separates us from the higher self, the gods, the beings, the angels, our guides, our family members, and it's like piercing through the veil. So you're doing one of those piercing through the veil kind of moments, and it's definitely affecting the heart. But literally doing those techniques are going to help you feel that the scratch, the itch, and be able to feel the movement there, which will be very helpful for you. And in speaking of movement, too, I'm seeing your legs look like they have, I call it the itchy feet. Like, you know how some people can't sit still and they kind of move around? And so there is the part when we go through the creation process,
right,
when we are feeling this urgence, emergence. And so part of what I call the duality dance is how to keep it in that, like emerging like a butterfly emerging, emerging like the spring is emerging now, and step out of the urgency part. Cause the urgency then contracts the energy, then it goes back to us doing the feet that get to the, not the dancing feet that I see. I call it the happy feet, and then I call it the ADD feet. And so think of that you're bridging and really recognizing that this is an emerging time. And that's, again, like the, when I see beautiful butterflies going out of the cocoon or spring blooming, that's a real sign of it, taking the energy in and working with it and feeling this beautiful emergence that it's coming out, and especially when it comes down to the heart. And those Band-Aids means removing past defense mechanisms that have been around the heart that have protected the heart, but actually it blocks our heart energy. And again, we all have them. We have these defense mechanisms that we create by the time we're 3 to 5 years old that are protecting us from the us being hurt and feeling pain, but actually what it does, it blocks the heart flow. So you're clearing those out, opening those out, feeling the flow, and that will be it'll have you feel like you got this itch. So that's a good thing for you, okay? So
work with that heart. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, and I heard my cue again, so we're going to the last break, and we're going back to those phone lines, so we'll see you in a few. You're listening to The Kara Connor Show.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, The Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's The Dougal Fraser Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Whey is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Whey has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Whey and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. .com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor with you to the top of the hour with open phone lines. And Bunny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sure, sounds good. And let's go and go to these phone lines. We have Mari now calling in from Kirkland. Looks like her and her son are having some difficult relationship issues, and she's looking for a little bit of guidance around that. So let's see if we can help her out. Mari, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show. What's exactly going on with you and your son?
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Carrie. I'm good. I have three children, and one of my sons is, we have very little communication with him, our entire family. And I just, is there anything you can see that, you know, I can do to maybe help this?
What's his first name?
Brian.
Okay.
And he's in the Navy.
Okay. What's the 13s around him? 13, 13. I see 13s all over his head. And actually, I would go back, Mari, to the 13. When I see that, and especially when it's in a 45-degree right angle, there's a part of Brian's energy that comes in. Think of the 13 as known as, like, the occult number, right? And so it's like there's a part of Brian that's, like, still waters run deep, but there's a part of him that he might not be able to express things verbally, but he definitely not only beats to his own drummer, but when I see his energy, he feels like it's like a actually, it's kind of interesting. Imagine a diamond. He doesn't know how to fit in, and this is not something new. It's since he's been a young boy. It's like actually, it's like a frequency thing, and he doesn't know how to express it. And so, and I'm also seeing that his eyes are. He really, when he focuses, it's almost like his two eyes go into one eye in the center of his. It's like the bridge of his nose. And so think of, since he's been younger, it's like a defense mechanism that he has learned to try to almost like, how do I communicate on this earth? You know, that kind of energy and like feeling like, how do I belong? And that means that he didn't like with trouble with grounding cords. And remember, this is part of his karmic pattern. Like I was born of one of five kids, and I used to wonder where my real family was. And it wasn't that there was anything wrong with my family, but when I was little, I was like, where are the people that are like my real family is what I kept on thinking. And I got along with my siblings. We had a lot of fun, but there was this like nagging thing of where did I belong? But it was deeper than that. Okay. That was the words that I gave it when I was younger. Then I understood it as a frequency, as a vibrational thing. And so I'm sharing that because there's something very similar with Brian. So we could take it all different ways, where I took it on the searching way, where I went to look to see what this was, kind of like the last call of the scratch that couldn't get itched, so I had to look around until I finally started looking in. And Brian takes it in where he goes in again really deep, and he kind of energetically puts himself in a timeout corner. And here you guys, and especially you're very sensitive, and so you feel the energy. You are very empathic, so you feel when things aren't in sync. And then you, of course, want to do whatever you could do, especially when it seems like there's a lot of flow in other departments. And so the best thing that you could do is realize that there's that non-communication is going on even when we're not physically communicating a lot. You know what I mean? There's a lot of communication that goes on. And just like when you think about it, when somebody comes in and you can tell that they're brooding or they're mad and that you say, how you doing? You know what I mean? And think about there's again, that's just one example. We could also tell when somebody's excited, like a little kid, and they have to keep a secret and they, you know, like blurt out, your surprise party is tomorrow. You know what I mean? And so it's like you can kind of tell. What we're really, this year in particular, we're becoming much more sensitive to that nonverbal communication. So knowing that there's nonverbal communication that's going on with you and your son, just really, it's like learning to hold space for him, especially when I see his eyes are kind of doing that collapsing into one eye over things. So that's how he sees himself. That's how he views the world. That's how his perception. And so it goes really tight. And can he really get rigid about his opinions?
Yeah, very.
Okay. Yeah, it's almost like it goes down to this myoscopic view of life, right? And so think of that as like his view, and it's like a defense mechanism. And then I see this like telescope that's coming out of his eyes that is like he feels like he has to look forward, and that's going to guarantee him safety. And again, part of this is his it's like a karmic thing. And I also see this what I call a karmic past life wave that comes over his shoulder that it's really influencing him, and it has a long, strong theme of it. It's interesting that you said he's in the service because I see him on a ship. And it looks like the ship was taken over. Think of like piracy or something like that, and he was in charge of the ship. He had a lot of responsibility, and so he remembers that in his subconscious, because it's not that far back in his incarnational experience, and there's a deep theme of responsibility. Imagine being the captain, being responsible for the people. It was a surprise attack, so he has a sudden surprise attack, and so think of part of his energy comes in with a very contracted state, ready for sudden surprise attack. Surprise, you know what I mean? And then a sense of betrayal.
Yeah,
so he
true.
Keeps himself in that contracted posture. So the best thing that you could do is be the energetic example of being wider, of just holding space for him, of just a lot of times I will just, it's not, again, saying anything. It's just like accepting them the way that they are, and you're literally showing him how to hold his energy body, that he doesn't have to contract so hard. Because if you try to talk, he's just going to, especially when somebody's starting to collapse their eyes and they have that scope thing, I know they're just going to get tighter and tighter in their beliefs. You know what I mean? And they're going to,
right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, and energetically, I know this happened with my daughter, especially when I really had a strong belief that she could do this, or her life would be much more easier if she just like looked this way, and that I was like pushing on her energy, and I was pushing my thoughts on her. You know what I mean? So I really had to learn to back off, because I was putting her in the corner where part of it was her experience. So again, think of that right now. And that 13 again is that he comes in as an old soul, a very old soul. So he's had a lot of, think of extremes in his life, extreme happy, wonderful times, and also extreme betrayal, not the greatest times, right? And so he comes in with like a memory of defensive, of again, like the bottom line is fear, right? And so the more you would show him again groundedness, open up the heart energy, connecting to him, and I call it the angel to angel talk, where you go right to essence, and just let the energy body speak. Or I know for myself, if I feel like I'm charged with it, like I have I'm attached to an outcome, I'll ask like my angels or guides to like filter through the energy, because I don't want to infringe and push on their energy field. So it's just opening up the heart. And there is a part that he feels energetically orphaned. And when we feel that, it can be, especially as a mother, my daughter showed this, or she said to me, you and Richard, you flow when you come from the same place, and it feels like I don't. You know what I mean? And so what she recognized was our, and I'm seeing that. And so, and it's hard to, like, I know with my daughter, I was trying to describe that. That was part of her, you know, her journey and stuff. But they feel it. They feel it in the sense that, so he definitely feels where you could flow with more of the other kids, and he feel he's up. But, again, it's part of our experience, and that she really got to the point of understanding that she chose to come in with a different signature, but that different doesn't mean better, out, or it's not hierarchical. You know what I mean? And so, and they're the ones that end up being the kids that we kind of flow with, is the like almost like the breath of fresh air, or the easier ones, the ones that have the pull our energy. They're our, like, almost like I want to say our biggest karmic lesson. You know what I mean? And so, and I'm watching a lot of twos around him, and so that means an opportunity for change and shift, and especially he's turning his right shoulder around, and so he does the timeout corner, but it also is how he sees himself as a male, as he defines himself as a male. How old did you say he was?
He's 22.
Okay, all right, especially because I saw the number 23. So think if he's been really working on this since he's been 20, since he's been 13, as far as the male energy. And so there's a part that he comes out into the world with like a sharp edge where his right shoulder is out, and that's, again, part of his defense, right? And so think of that from now until he's 23, that he's learning to put his like shoulder back, where he could enter energetically into a situation, work, relationships, all of that, with his not coming in with the shoulder, because people would feel like either the cold shoulder, the sharp shoulder, the defensive shoulder, that kind of deal. And so, or even just, again, like a block, like somebody wearing a defense shield up to with his heart. And so it's people, again, can feel that. So he's really going through this period of being able to step back, and especially by the time he's 23, and then I'm seeing him having these grounding cords. And what's very paradoxically interesting is that the energies that are coming down now, as he really releases, and it's like I'm just watching him putting this grounding cord down and feeling like a sense of belonging. Then all of a sudden, as far as much as he contracts his energy, he he also can learn to expand it, and then he has a really different view of stuff. It's like having a huge aha moment. So think of from 23 to even 25 to 27, it's this huge period of, again, breaking, seeing things differently. And so hang in there, and remember the best energetic thing that we can do for our children is be the example, energetic example, and I know you are. I hear my cue, and so I will be with you next week, and may you align with divine. Thanks very much, Marla Collins.